Hello, this is Christoph speaking. I'm a fine art photographer from Thuringia in Germany. And today I want to tell you something about high resolution photography with small cameras. A thing that sounds contradictory in itself, but as I found out in the last few days, it isn't. The small camera in question this time is a Leica 3F, which I found for little money in a used camera dealer's shop in Münster. And it's a Leica 3F that has at least 50 years on the meter, and it was still functioning fine as in the first day. Because it is a camera in chrome, it shows barely any scratches. That couldn't be said of the lens though. It was a 3.55 cm Elmar, and while I thought about it as a pristine example of an Elmar in the beginning, the first test films with that lens showed a lot of flare, and when I had a close look at the front element of the lens under a point light source, I saw multiple scratches on the front lens. That was a bit disappointing, but after all, you can never be sure what you get when you get a camera that old. Well, the consequence was that I had to buy a new lens for that camera, and luckily Cosina Voigtländer made a lens to celebrate the 101 years anniversary of their Helia lens design. The lens they commissioned for that occasion was a 3.5 50mm lens with a Leica screw mount, so it was a natural match for the Leica 3F. It's built very similar to the Elmar lens, and it's a retractable lens as well. So I ordered that from SH Photo in Nuremberg, and in due course it arrived, and I have now shot three films with it. Two of them were with Kodak's TMY 2 film, and that is a curious film that has high resolution and low grain for a 400 ISO speed film. And already with that film I was seeing a lot of resolution over the field with an open f-stop of 3.5, and not getting much better when you stop down. I tried to stop down to no more than f8 in order to avoid diffraction. On the last film that I put through the Leica 3F with a Voigtländer Helia lens, I used Spur HRX 32 film. That film has been very favorably reviewed by Erwin Poots, and I can corroborate his statements. When you develop that film with a speed-enhancing developer that is also delivered by Spur, you get a usable film speed of 50 to 64 ISO. I used 50 ISO because I like dense highlights in my negatives. And when I developed that film, I had two very good impressions. The film, which is a black and white document copy film, is very well developed to half tones using that developer. And it gives a long scale, a scale of about 10 to 12 f-stops that barely fits onto my scanner's tonal range. And it is sharp, 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 sharp. And I like sharp, as you can tell, I suppose. And when I scan it with my Nikon CoolScan 5000, I can barely scan out the grain. I think what I see as grain is an artifact. So, this is my system for high-resolution black and white photography, and it barely weighs more than 400 grams. I'm quite content with that. So, that's to conclude this rather braggy audioboo. I hope you got some information out of it. And I'd like to hear comments from you if you're doing photography with traditional media as well. What do you think about this system? Bye for now. This is Christoph.